In Tauranga, bus drivers and patrons are being terrorised by passengers brandishing tasers and knives and hurling racial abuse. And the shocking reality is that the perpetrators are young teens under 14 years of age. Now the regional council has cracked down on free student fares in a bid to stop the hoodlums wreaking havoc anytime they please. Bay of Plenty reporter Leah Tebbutt has more.
Tauranga bus drivers are frightened and intimidated, and that's despite the council funding security officers at bus stops since 2020. Representing the drivers, First Union's Graham McKean says it's the worst case of abuse he has seen in his 20 years.
Buses are getting broken into, vandalised, passengers are getting harassed, assaulted, drivers have had death threats. There's been a taser pulled and a knife from these young kids.
Now the council has moved to limit free student bus travel to just 4 hours a day, between 7 till 9 in the morning and between 3 and 5 in the afternoon. Mr McKean says cutting the fares is recognition of what drivers have been complaining about for years.
By putting a financial incentive in there, it's going to disincentivise them to travel as often. I mean, of course, the flip side is it undermines what regional council's trying to do by creating a user-friendly public transportation system that's going to be utilised.
Bay of Plenty Regional Council Chair says it's disappointing that safety on the buses has become such a concern that free fares needed to be limited. The decision came days after a mall worker on his break sustained a significant injury to his eye when he was allegedly assaulted by a group of youths. Council Chair Doug Leader says the youths are using free council services to organise their illegal activities, and this is a step that has to be taken.
The actions of a few, we know more than about 30 or 40, and there's a really hardcore group of probably 15 to 20, have abused the privilege as a consequence of them abusing that privilege, and the safety that we aspect that we have to address has compromised the ability of many to enjoy a free service.
Mr Leader denies the council is pushing the issue under the rug by removing free fares. However, he does acknowledge more work is needed by other agencies to combat the societal issues which are behind the criminal behaviour.
When they can go into a public library and communicate with their colleagues by computer system and move from location to location where they've organised get-togethers and fights with opposing groups, and they use the bus service as the vehicle to get there, we've just got to impede that.
Police are also worried about how the troublemakers are using the free bus service. In a submission to council, Inspector Clifford Paxton says police raised the concern that free fares enabled these youths to move around the network easily. He says it appears buses have been used for teens to travel to fights organised in various areas. Police declined RNZ's request for an interview, but in a written statement, Inspector Paxton says it will be monitoring the impact the changes have on antisocial behaviour across Tauranga. His comments have been voiced.
Police continue to respond for calls for service and seek to have increased police presence at 9 areas of demand. Police will take appropriate enforcement action where behaviour arises that causes disorder or alarm in the community.
The change to the free fares will be in place from June 4th.